This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 28, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. When Cirrus announced a few weeks ago it was stepping up production of its top-selling piston singles, it was tempting to think that the first robins of an economic spring were hopping across business aviation's lawn again. Now, Brian Foley Associates, a New Jersey-based firm that assists investors on due diligence in the business aviation segment, says there are other signs the business aviation slump is hitting the bottom. Firm President Brian Foley says there's more pain to come, including possible sales or consolidation among OEMs. But he adds that sectors of the business which were the first to feel the impacts of the economic downturn way back in 2007, including charter operators, FBOs, and piston OEMs, will also be the first to recover, and some are already reporting modest upturns. For other segments, including manufacturers, the pain will last through mid-2010. Quote, "The business jet industry is no longer careening off a cliff, it's just bouncing off the rocks below. The worst of the cataclysmic economic events are behind us, but the perturbations will continue rippling through the industry for a while," unquote. Several weeks ago, Foley predicted the swollen inventory of used business jets would level off by this summer and start to decline early next year. You can hear my complete interview with Brian Foley on today's Aero News special feature. There are still many questions surrounding the crash that killed 56-year-old Explorer Aeronautique president Bernard Laferriere as he flew his company's Echo Flyer LSA prototype home from Lakeland to Quebec on April 27th. But the National Transportation Safety Board has interviewed personnel at Lieutenant William Eaton Airport north of Norwich, New York, where Laferriere topped off his fuel and waited several hours for strong winds to subside. Those interviewed said Laferriere appeared shaken by his experience with the winds on arrival, complaining of, quote, "rough air and wind gusts like he had never seen before," unquote. Weather records show no extreme wind reports after 4:30 p.m. local time when Laferriere departed, and witnesses on the ground said the takeoff looked normal. The investigation will continue. The National Business Aviation Association's annual meeting and convention has achieved a notable distinction. Trade Show Weekly has ranked NBAA the fifth largest trade show in the United States for 2008. NBAA calls the achievement a testament to the 1.2 million jobs and the $150 billion that the business aviation industry contributes to the nation's economy, the thousands of attendees and exhibitors who participate at the annual event, and the NBAA members themselves who help the convention thrive. NBAA 2009 is coming up October 20th through the 22nd in Orlando. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. New York may drop the tax hammer on business aviation. Virgin Atlantic predicts all airlines will lose money this year. And Boeing's latest milestone comes just in time. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.